ksuvas, parakid alf, mishnah gimel. Macha ksuvasa imiksasa. If she sells her whole ksuba, or part of the ksuba, meaning she was married to somebody and he died, and she went into the rishus, and she went and sold her chelik of the ksuba, whether it was 100 or 200, or even a part of the ksuba that she was owed, mishkina ksuvasa imiksasa, or instead of selling it, let's say she borrowed money, and she gave over the amount of the ksuba as collateral to somebody else. So let's say her husband had $200 worth of land, and that was her ksuba. She gave that land over and borrowed money. So if she doesn't pay the person back, that person keeps that land. Nasna ksuvasa la'acher, or she gave the ksuba from her husband's property as a gift, o miktsasa, or a part of it as a gift, loy simkar es ashar el bebeistin. She can only sell the rest if she wants to go into her husband's property now and sell anything else she needs beistin. The Rav says that this Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon that we had in the previous Mishnah. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, the only thing a woman is allowed to sell from her husband without getting beistin involved is for mizonos. And the klal is, once a woman takes from her ksuba, she therefore forfeits her right from mizonos. Once after he dies, she collects her ksuba, she no longer can collect mizonos from the husband's assets. But you see another thing, according to Bishimon, that even if only part of the ksuba was collected or given out, or whatever way she took it, even if it's a portion of the ksuba, she also forfeits her right from mizonos. So therefore, in all these cases, once she sells a portion of the ksuba or gives it up, if she wants to now use any more of the assets of her husband for herself, she has to go to Beis Din first. Chum say that we don't say that if you sell over a portion of your ksuba, you no longer can go into the assets of the husband without Beis Din. According to the Chum, like we said in the previous Mishnah, first of all, a woman is allowed to sell the assets, to give the assets over, for the purpose of her own ksuba, without Beis Din involved. Like we said, the Chum held that a man doesn't want to be mevaza his wife, that she should need to go to Beis Din. So even if it's not just for food, she's always allowed to go to collect. And even though everybody agrees that once a woman takes her full ksuba, she can no longer get mizonos, but the Chum also disagreed with Rabbi Shimon that that only means that if she would take her complete ksuba, but if she takes a portion of it, she can go four or five times. She can take $50, $100, until she actually takes the whole thing. But before she takes the whole thing, she can keep doing it. She can keep collecting from the ksuba, keep selling money from the husband, and it does not forfeit her right to receive mizonos. U'maycheres l'mizonos shelo bebeistin. And she can sell for food even without beistin. And this, obviously, everybody agrees, a woman can always sell from mizonos as long as she has a right to it. But that's the point. She has a right to it because she didn't collect a complete ksuba yet. V'chayseves l'mizonos macharti. However, she should write, when she does sell stuff from her husband's assets for her own mizonos, she should say that this sale was for mizonos, that people shouldn't think that she's constantly selling her husband's assets for food. So when she does sell something, she should write, like Tiferes Sol points out, this is being sold for mizonos. And then when she sells something else, this is being sold for my ksuba. So therefore, everybody knows what's being sold for what. They won't just think that she's constantly doing it just to keep eating. Ugrusha loy simkor ela bebeistin. However, when it comes to a grusha, everybody agrees if a man divorces his wife, and now he owes her a ksuba from the divorce, but before he gives her the ksuba, he then dies. This is not like the case where a husband doesn't want to be mevaza his wife if he died, and that's the chiv of the ksuba. In this case, he first divorced her, so since she's a divorcee, she can't now go into his rishus and start selling things. So even according to the Chum, she can only sell in front of Beis Din.